Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Terry Boyd's World, starring Terry Boyd.
Blue sticks and safety scissors.
And Jeets.
I don't even remember what we talked about the last break.
Terry Boyd's World, mornings, 92.3 KGON.
Some weirdness this morning out of the Presley household, the Elvis Presley household, by way of Lisa Marie Presley.
Like Graceland?
Yes, it does loosely affects Graceland. But, of course, you know, Lisa Marie Presley, the daughter of Elvis Presley, had a very interesting life.
Yeah, she married Michael Jackson.
Right.
So that's the top of the list.
Let's start there, okay? We'll get weirder.
When Elvis is your dad, and that's not the most interesting thing about you, you've had an interesting life.
So she's got a, there's a memoir that's going to come out that I guess they were working on before she passed away, right? And she says in it that Michael Jackson was a virgin when they got together. Now, she says that Madonna tried to hook up with him, but it never worked out. Tatum O'Neal didn't work out. Brooke Shields, it didn't work out.
Hey, ladies, do you want to dress up like Macaulay Culkin?
Seriously. So here's what I'm saying. I believe that possibly he's a frontside virgin when he gets with Lisa Marie. Some of the other books about their lives and weirdness that went on tragically, I think he had other things happen to him at a younger age. That's just something that I believe. It's been alleged. She says that Michael Jackson was the greatest lover she ever had.
Really?
Yes. She said she's never been so satisfied and hasn't been that satisfied again since being with Michael Jackson.
And then when he was finished, he went, and then took his hat off and threw it across the room. Moonwalked out the door.
Yeah, I mean, that's shocking, right? This is kind of somewhat shocking, right?
You're
right.
I didn't wake up this morning thinking I'd hear news of Michael Jackson being the world's greatest lover, but yeah, here we are.
All right, now we'll get to the weirdness in this book. Yeah, this is not the weirdest.
I'm going to have to buy this goddamn book, it sounds like.
Lisa Marie Presley kept her son's body in their house for 2 months after he passed away.
Okay, is that even legal?
It was because they worked out a deal with the funeral home to preserve the body. She was uncertain, first off.
Like, basically, she basically used them as like a taxidermy.
Kind of. They just kept the body fresh, for lack of a better term.
What was she going to do with it?
Okay, so let's just do this. We're both parents. God forbid. I can't imagine losing a child, right?
Heartbreaking even. The grief. Think about it, yeah.
She was uncertain whether to bury the body in Hawaii, which is where her son loved to be, or next to his grandfather at Graceland.
Okay.
And they are trying to make that decision. But even sans all the technical abilities and stuff, for 2 months... You got a body in your house. You still have your day-to-day things you got to get through, right?
I mean, where do you keep it? Like that, freezer or something?
The funeral home was taking care of it, but let's just say it's self-contained.
What do you want for dinner? Let's go for some pizza rolls. Oh, yeah, they're right behind my dead son.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.